To the City Council meeting for Tuesday, November 5th. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation led by Pastor Phil Jones of the Roadway Alliance Church, and then the Pledge of Allegiance led by the Civil Air Patrol Cadets. So if you could all stand, please.
Madam Mayor, George Corrales from the Christian Church, substituting for Phil Jones tonight.
Sorry.
Father, it is good to be in your presence and to stand in your presence as your creation and as your servants. Tonight, Father, we ask that you would walk among us tonight, that you would please, Father, speak to the hearts of the councilman and the mayor as decisions are made, that you would give them wisdom, Father. We pray, God, that as they make decisions, that they would be good stewards of the resources that you have given this great city. We pray, Father, that you would give them righteousness in their hearts as they make judgments that will affect the citizens of this city, Father. Father, we pray that you will also help these folks to express civility to one another, and that the audience will express civility to one another also, Father. Bless this proceeding tonight, Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could the Civil Air Patrol introduce themselves?
Okay. I'm the local commander, Tony Brown.
I'm Cadet Airman Goodman.
I'm Cadet Airman Oliver.
Cadet Tally.
I'm Cadet Airman Tally.
I'm Chief Master Sergeant Morbido.
Thank you very much for coming in and leading the pledge for us. And thank you, Reverend Corrales, for coming and stepping in for us tonight. Okay, I would entertain a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Lindvall made the motion. Councilman Karsrud seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to the approval of consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any conflict claims. Comments, council comments. Councilman Brown.
We have a pretty exciting thing coming to Gillette on November the 18th. Carolyn Waldrop entered a contest on Sirius Radio and as to see whether or not our community would be able to host Joel Osteen. And throughout, you know, Sirius Radio is a lot of people, and throughout the United States, we were picked as winners, and Joel Osteen will be here at the Camplex. Is it 7 o'clock? At 7 o'clock on November 18th. It's free of charge, so I'm sure that there will be a good following. He's a minister, and he has a congregation of about 35,000 people every Sunday. And if I don't know if you've seen him on TV, but he's a great personality and does really good work. So I'm sure there'll be more to come and more specifics come out. But it's really an honor for Gillette to be chosen for him to come to see us. So if you have a chance, please come out and see him on November 18th at 7 o'clock at the Camplex.
Thank you, Councilman. Anyone else?
I do.
Okay.
Mayor, I'd like to remind people Veterans Day, Monday the 11th. They'll be placing the flags on graves at the cemetery. It says 7, but if you're not there by 6, you're out of luck. And then they have a breakfast at the Legion for everybody that helped out. And the parade starts at 1 p.m.
Okay. Thank you. And that's the parade's out on Douglas Highway, correct?
It says 2nd Street, 4J.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Public? Any public comments this evening? Looks like we have some proclamations this evening. And the first one is on Gillette Hunger Awareness Week. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this? Okay.
Good evening. My name is Tasha Walker, and I am representing Phi Theta Kappa at Gillette College and we're an honor society. Each year, Phi Theta Kappa works on an Honors in Action, which is a research-based community project. And our project this year is focused on hunger in our community. We have proposed that the week of November 11th be declared Gillette Hunger Awareness Week, and we will be hosting a community awareness event on November 16th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Gillette College. And we as Phi Theta Kappa appreciate the support of our city council. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Whereas the community of Gillette has seen families impacted by food and resource insecurity, and whereas the Gillette College Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society would work in conjunction with various community businesses and outreach programs to bring awareness to hunger in the community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Louise Carter King, by the virtue of the authority vested in me by the City of Gillette, County of Campbell, and State of Wyoming, hereby do proclaim the week of November 11th, 2019, as Gillette Hunger Awareness Week. So thank you very much. And good luck with your event. The next proclamation is designating the week of November 11th through the 17th as National Apprenticeship Week. Is Rick here?
Good evening, Madam Mayor, yes. City Council members. On behalf of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services and the United States Department of Labor, we would like to express our gratitude for your acknowledgement of the importance of apprenticeship programs in creating a skilled workforce. While the National Apprenticeship Week is aimed at raising awareness and apprenticeships, at the Gillette Workforce Center, we are dedicated to helping employers create apprenticeships by offering training and guidance on a continuing basis. Thank you.
Thank you. Whereas there are more job openings than job seekers in the United States, and the expansion of apprenticeship will help bridge the skills gap to fill these jobs, and whereas the City of Gillette recognizes that robust apprenticeship programs provide tangible value to both job creators and apprentices with the potential to increase productivity, improve diversity and inclusion, and reduce recruitment and training costs while providing a pathway to prosperous careers for job seekers. Now, therefore, I, Louise Carter King, Mayor of the City of Gillette, do hereby declare November 11th through 17th, 2019, as National Apprenticeship Week. Thank you, Mr. Mansheim. Okay. Our next proclamation is on small business shop local season. And Mr. John McGuire was supposed to be here this evening to talk about this proclamation, and sadly, he passed last evening. And So I'd like to talk about a little bit about Mr. McGuire and how sad the community is of his passing. John McGuire, Director of Business Education, was a faculty instructor in international business, entrepreneurship, and management at Gillette College for the past 5 years, and he managed the academic offerings for business education at the college. John brought his considerable international business and finance background to Gillette to teach the next generation of Wyoming students about their opportunities and possibilities in the business world. His department classes and student enrollment in business education have had a steady increase during his tenure at the college. John helped create the popular twice-yearly startup weekends for budding entrepreneurs at both Gillette College and Sheridan College. The atmosphere and support within these weekends is electric as students develop their ideas into reality. Patents have been won and student-created businesses have been started as a result. We're 2 weekends away from the 5th Startup Weekend here at Gillette College. Mr. McGuire often visited former students when he was attending to college business down at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. He offered encouragement to all he taught, worked with, and met, that nothing was impossible. Mr. McGuire was proactive in his work for the success of Gillette College and its students. He created the mindset that you could create the possible. Our community is better for having Mr. John McGuire as one of its citizens and leaders. He will be greatly missed. The City Council and I extend our condolences to his family and to his Gillette College family. And I will go ahead with the proclamation. I believe Ms. Obenlander is here, and maybe one of your students that can possibly talk about the weekend that's coming up.
Madam Mayor, Councilman, thank you so much for honoring John McGuire, one of our faculty members and family members at Gillette College. We certainly were saddened by the sudden loss of Mr. McGuire, and I know his family, who I've been in contact with, greatly appreciate your support. They will be in the community Thursday, and we'll look forward to working with them as we help them move forward through this difficult time as well. Nonetheless, Gillette College will move forward, and we are thrilled that we have Daisha Matuska with us this evening to talk about the Startup Weekend coming up just shortly within the next few weeks. So with that, I would ask Daisha to step to the microphone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor and Councilman, I just want to thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. Gillette Startup Weekend is a huge entrepreneurial fun event that John brought into our community to just bring together creative minds and push forward business ideas. Sorry. And it's sad that he can't be with us for our next Startup Weekend. I'm a part of his management and marketing teams, but with all the creativity and everything brought together and all of the technology and skills utilized at Area 59, Startup Weekend is a great event for our community. It's welcome to all sorts of people, not just college students, any age, anyone with an idea or can build off and help others. It's just a great event that he really was passionate about, and we just want to keep that in memory for him. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Whereas, while providing a supportive environment throughout the year offers an intense, hyper-focused, fun-filled weekend with the tools, mentors, investors, and sponsors to connect future entrepreneurs with like-minded, passionate people, and whereas this exciting environment can result in growing our small business community where passion lives, dreams thrive, and our economy grows. And whereas the City of Gillette supports the dreams and passions of its citizens, seizing this opportunity to shine a spotlight on our great community and its citizens. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Louise Carter King, Mayor of the City of Gillette in the state of Wyoming, do hereby proclaim Friday, November 15th, 2019, as the beginning of the Small Business Shop Local season and the launch of the 4th annual Gillette Startup Weekend. In doing so, I encourage our residents to recognize and support the entrepreneurs and small businesses within our community starting Friday and continuing throughout the holiday season. So thank you very much for coming this evening. Okay, the next proclamation is Wreaths Across America Day.
Madam Mayor and City Council, we thank you again for inviting us to say the Pledge of Allegiance. That was a thrill for us. The Wreaths Across America Day here in Gillette is December 14th, and I have asked for us to be allowed to use the cemetery reception rooms. However, they are under remodeling at the moment. So even though I promised photographers and speakers that we would have an inside location, I meet with the cemetery board tomorrow to find out, you know, where they are in their progress. If we don't have the reception rooms, what we will do instead of being at Legacy where we get snowed on and rained on and all those things is the reception area, the amphitheater that's up at the top of the cemetery, that we would use that because it at least has a roof. Okay. And then one of the things that I'm encouraging us to do this year, in addition to honoring our veterans that have passed away at all of our cemeteries in Campbell County, I would like for you to think about what veterans do you know who are at Lasting Legacy, who are at Primrose, who are at home, who are retired, who might be cheered by having a wreath at their home. I know last year when we came back from Recluse, the cadet that was with me, his great-grandpa was at Legacy. And I said, Cadet Baker, how about if we take that wreath to your great-grandpa? And I need to post that picture because the grin on his face was incredible. So in addition to honoring those that we place the wreaths on their crosses, please think in our community, you know, in Wright, in homes as well as in, you know, retirement homes, think of our veterans that you know that you would like to honor while they're still with us.
Okay. Thank you. Whereas many of our American men and women have served in faraway places and have returned home to try to reclaim their lives after serving, and whereas many of our American men and women serving in all branches of the military are away from their homes and families this holiday season, prepared each day to keep our country safe from terrorism, hatred, and injustice, now therefore I, Louise Carter King, the mayor of Gillette, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim December 14th, 2019, as Wreaths Across America Day, with this year's theme, Everyone Plays a Part.
So thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, cadets. Okay, it looks like our next item is recognition of the 2019 Gillette Main Street Boo Fest Scarecrow Contest winner. Is someone here with this?
So I should get ready.
Was this you? Did you win, Billy?
Well, Madam Mayor and Council, I'm Jessica Cedars, Executive Director of Gillette Main Street, and I have Stephanie Crawford, Program Coordinator of Gillette Main Street. We had our first annual Scarecrow Contest this year. Quite a few individuals and businesses put together scarecrows that we hung downtown, and then we had votes, and Gillette Optometric Clinic was our winner for this year, and we'd like to present them with a first place ribbon. There's their scarecrow on the screen.
Good job.
We hope next year, this was the first year again, so we hope next year it'll catch on and we'll be able to have a lot more downtown. But and also, I don't know if you saw, Councilman Montgomery had one that was display downtown. Thank you for participating.
I was just ready to get up and receive it.
To take your ribbon? Right.
Glad I didn't stand up.
Could we do a photo with the mayor and all of us?
Sure.
Cadets didn't know whether to stand in detention or parade rest there.
I know, but I see that.
Second place winners in the background.
Yep. A photo bomb.
Right. Since I didn't get win, I'm mad.
Hi, my name is Anna Martinez, and thanks for having us.
I'm Cindy Monroy. Thank you for having us. And it was a pleasure doing our scarecrow. We enjoyed it. We'll definitely do it next year, too.
How long did it take you guys?
Oh, we had like 4 days. Yeah.
4 days when we put it all together.
Stephanie just came in and was like, oh, hey, we have this contest. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing this. And then we just got it done.
And you won.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Billy. Sorry, Billy.
Next year.
There's always next year.
Just wait.
Okay, looks like now we have for the good of the community. Do you know what?
Go get a haircut, actually.
Thanks for joining us. The first full week of November is National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week. We want to give a big shout out to the City County Animal Shelter for all the work they do to provide a safe place for adoptable pets to live until they can find their forever home. If you are looking for a pet, please adopt, don't shop. It is especially important now that the shelter has moved into a smaller temporary facility across the parking lot from the regular shelter. There isn't as much space, so the more animals that get adopted or fostered, the better. You can find information on what pets are available at petfinder.com or look for the City County Animal Shelter on Facebook and Instagram. The Gurley Overpass will be closed on November 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The reason for the closures is for a warranty inspection. The closures are subject to weather conditions. The City of Gillette will be conducting an annual upgrade of our utility billing system starting at 8 p.m. on Friday, November 8th until 5 p.m. on Monday, November 11th. You will not be able to pay your utility bill online or by phone. City offices will be closed on Monday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Monday's trash, recycling, and yard waste will be picked up on Tuesday, November 12th. Please have your rollouts to the curb by 7 a.m. For a list of Veterans Day events, go to ccveteransdayparade.org. The City of Gillette and Campbell County will have an auction on November 16th starting at 10 a.m. in the former Campbell County Weed and Pest Building at 203 Stock Trail Avenue. There will be office furniture, printers, hail-damaged vehicles, and more. Information on these items can be found on the city's website, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's all for now. See you next month.
Thank you, Gino. Okay, now we are at G, unfinished business. We don't have any ordinance second reading. Ordinance third reading 2A.
An ordinance approving and authorizing a zoning text amendment to amend the zoning ordinance of the City of Gillette, Wyoming, to amend Section 16 definitions, Section 9B off-street parking and loading requirements, and Section 5 administration and enforcement, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Carswood seconded it. This is the third reading, and this is a shorter version, is the pothole amendment.
Madam Mayor, that's ordinance. Correct.
So correct. I think we all know what it is. Is there anyone in the audience I'd like to talk about this before we vote on it for the third time? Okay, does anybody from the council have anything more to say? Okay. Then council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. We have 3A, a tabled item.
Madam Mayor, that item is tabled until November 19th.
Thank you. Now it takes us to new business, H1A.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for design and bidding services associated with the Energy Capital Sports Complex Playground and Splash Park with KLJ in the amount of $192,500. It's a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. And this is 1% project. So, Administrator, could you talk about this, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor, Council. As Council will recall, there was a conceptual design contract entered into on September 9th to provide a basic design and layout of what this water park, splash park and inclusive park would look like. That was presented to Council on October 8th during the work session. Staff, having received general direction to go ahead and proceed, has sought the services of KLJ in order to finish out the design work on this. That's the matter before you, and it is a 1% project. Staff's recommendation is to proceed with this PSA and have the design and bidding undertaken.
Administrator, I know when we were talking about the concept and all, we were we know we had to have someone design it, but the ideas for the equipment and maybe some of it is coming from our staff and maybe the Parks Board, or how's that working?
Madam Mayor, that's correct. As Council will recall, it's fairly rare that staff is presented with raw land and a dream, and that's really what this kind of looks like. So they have done some research. They've looked into the type of facilities, the type of amenities that would be useful, and are asking that those things be brought into the conceptual designs that KLJ is undertaking.
Okay, and so that's the Parks Board and the employees?
That's correct, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Well, as that goes along, I hope the council will be able to maybe see some of the ideas and all, just to keep us.
Madam Mayor, what we anticipate is that you would have drawings completed to get a better idea before going out for final bid, and then obviously the project itself will be bid out, and so there'll be additional opportunities for council to be made aware of all that's going on and okay, updated
good.
Regularly.
Good, because it is exciting that we're doing more out there, which reminds me, they have the Parks Board meetings out at City West, and that's been being remodeled. Can you still have them there? You still have room? Okay, good.
Madam Mayor, it's a little tight, but they are capable of still having that out there. Demolition started on Monday with regard to City West. I note it also started for animal control on Monday. And so two large projects are beginning right now. So
I bet that's exciting. have your workplace demolished. Okay, any other questions or comments? Yes,
Bruce. Madam Mayor, I'd like to see us have a little more focus on the all-inclusive park. We seem to focus on the splash park, and that seems to get most of the attention. And I think that all-inclusive park is pretty cool. It's is it sight, hearing, and physical challenges?
Madam Mayor, Councilman, when it's all built out, it will encompass all of those aspects of it. Yep. We're looking at a staged approach based somewhat on spending ability. But it is designed to meet all those characteristics. Some of the things that are discussed is with regard to swings, zip lines that it would be accessible for someone in a wheelchair, those kind of things. And also, I agree that there's been a real focus on the splash park. I would note that the splash park itself also is going to be inclusive as well.
Oh, cool.
And so that's an extra benefit to it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay. If there's no other discussion, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1B.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for design and bidding services associated with the 2020 Alley Pavement Management System project with Inberg Miller Engineers in the amount of $15,985, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded. That's who that is. And it is a 1% project. So could you tell us about that, please?
Madam Mayor, it is. There is a video playing of the general area where this is. This is an alleyway that's in need of a pretty substantial repair. This will include grading and then repairing the failed pavement at the location. It's between West 3rd and West 4th Street and Warren and Ross. And there, as the video shows, that the pavement's in need of repair. Recognizing also that that's a street that our solid waste trucks have to go down, or the alleyway that solid waste trucks have to make use of on a regular basis as well.
So. Okay, good. Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to C.
Council consideration of a bid award for the 8-mile improvement and service district water connection to Hot Iron Incorporated in the amount of $1,108,029.97.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. This is just part of Madison.
It is, Madam Mayor. If you look at the map in front of you, this is for an 8-inch line, 8-inch transmission line that basically goes along Force Road. It also includes a new control building approximately where their pump, where their tank site is. There were four bidders on the project. Engineer's estimate was $1.376 million. The low bid was $1,108,000. Hot Iron is the apparent low bidder. There were a total of four bidders on this project. But
were they all local?
Madam Mayor, it was Hot Iron, DRM, Mount View Building, and Western Municipal Construction of Wyoming. I am not certain where Western Municipal is from.
Okay.
I don't believe they're probably a Wyoming, but I don't believe they're necessarily a Gillette.
Well, good. We know Hot Iron is, so that's good.
Yes, and Hot Iron has done work on the Madison previously as
right.
Well.
Okay. So. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to D.
Council consideration of Amendment Number 2 between the Board of Cooperative Education Services and the City of Gillette regarding the transfer of ownership of fiber optic lines and spectrum leasing arrangements with the Federal Communications Commission.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Administrator, could you give or have one of your staff give a relatively brief explanation of this?
Yeah. Yes, Madam Mayor. I'm going to actually defer to Director Cole to go ahead and address the issues here.
Madam Mayor, members of the Council, I'm Mike Cole, Utilities Director for the City. Over 10 years ago, the City and BOCES, which is the Board of Cooperative Higher Education Services, entered into an agreement for which BOCES provided some unused wireless spectrum to the city. At the time, the city was developing a wireless network for use with our police, utilities, building department vehicles, primarily to download data and access internet and access other files. The city built that wireless facility. In return for obtaining that spectrum, the city installed fiber optics capabilities to all of the Gillette area schools. Over the past 10 years, the city has retired our wireless mobile tech system. Cellular providers, the bandwidth speeds and the data speeds have increased so much that they're more economical for the city to use as of now. Bochy's and the school district asked us earlier this year if we could return that unused spectrum as part of our original wireless communication system. We considered it and suggested that we also transfer the individual fiber optic lines that serve each of these individual schools back to the school district. As such, we drafted the final amendment to the original 2009 Bochy's agreement, for which we return that spectrum back to Bochy's, and we also transfer ownership of the individual fiber optic lines that are serving those schools to the to Bochy's. And it's my understanding they'll likely in turn transfer those back to the school district. So with that, staff recommends approval of this final agreement, and it completes our 10-year project for wireless communication and also extending fiber optic to our schools in our community. So it's worked well.
Great. That was a great project.
Thank you. Yep.
Any questions? Discussion? Seeing none, council please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances first reading. I believe we do have an appointment, President Montgomery.
Madam Mayor, I move for the following appointment to the Citizen Advisory Board, and this would be for the Mayor's Art Council, and I'd like to nominate Trish Simonson.
Okay.
Second. I'll second that.
Okay. Councilman Brown made the second. Is there any discussion on Trish? I think this is a great nomination for her. And I'd like to thank her. I know she wasn't able to be here this evening, but I'd like to thank her for volunteering for this board. So if there's no other discussion, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. I'd like to open a public hearing for the issuance of a new restaurant liquor license to El Burrito Listo, LLC, located at 500 OR Drive, Unit 5, which is in the Southview Shopping Center. Is there anyone here that'd like to speak to this? You can come talk about your business. We'd like to know about the new restaurant. You do seem thrilled.
Thank you for having us. Well, we've been there 5 months.
Well, good.
It all happened really fast. We weren't looking for this. It all actually fell on my lap, and we really want to make the best out of it, have people enjoy really good Mexican food. So far, everyone's liking it, so we would like to do better. And this license will help us economically at home and pay what we have to pay for it.
What are your hours?
Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Good. Well, congratulations on your new business.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have nothing to say because it belongs to her.
You'd like to say good luck?
No, I don't have nothing to say because everything belongs to her. I'm her manager.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of us in that same boat, my friend.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other comments in the public hearing? Do you have anything? Okay, so I'll close the public hearing and go to I-2.
Council consideration for the issuance of new restaurant liquor license RST 11 to El Burrito Listo LLC, doing business as El Burrito Listo, located at 500 OR Drive, Unit 5.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion. Councilman Lindahl seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Okay. Congratulations. You now have a license, and good luck with your business. Okay, we do not have an executive session, so I'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending, and have a good evening. And hopefully no more events.